This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Explosions and fires ripped through an ammunition depot in Russia's occupied Crimea on Tuesday, and the second suspected Ukrainian attack on the peninsula in just over a week, forcing the evacuation of more than 3,000 people. Russia blamed the blast in the village on an act of sabotage without naming the perpetrators. Separately, the Russian business newspaper Kommersant quoted residents as saying plumes of black smoke also rose over an airbase in Crimea. Ukraine stopped short of publicly claiming responsibility for any of the blast. U.S. President Joe Biden signed Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill into law on Tuesday, delivering what he has called the final piece of his pared-down domestic agenda as he aims to boost his party's standing with voters less than 3 months before the midterm elections. AP correspondent Seth Borenstein reports that climate legislation enacted will make energy use green eventually.
This is going to change America's fuel supply eventually. It's not going to be something quick, and it's actually also not going to be something you're going to notice as much. It's being done through an awful lot of incentives, tax credits, subsidies, but eventually your power supply, if this works the way they think, and that's a big if, will start to become greener and cleaner. It'll be more renewable energy, more solar, more wind, maybe more nuclear, less carbon burning.
The legislation includes the most substantial federal investment in history to fight climate change, about $375 billion over a decade.